everybody. Welcome to the Chicago Jazz Audio Experience Podcast. I'm Mike Jeffers, Chicago Jazz Magazine, chicagojazz.com. And I am pleased to be joined by the great Boney James. He is coming into Chicago at the Chicago Theater on August 2nd, 8 p.m. And he's got a special guest, Will Downing. But Boney, I know that we talked last year just as the new recording came out, and now you're out touring, you're all over the place, and I'd love to talk a little bit about the new recording and about what people can expect to hear on August 2nd. So thanks for jumping on for a few minutes.
Well, thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Definitely. Now, the new recording, which came out summer of last year, I think, honestly, it's got a little bit different vibe, because it almost seems like, well, first of all, you've got Avery Sunshine and Eric Robertson on there, and they're singing, and they're doing some different tunes from the style that I'm used to hearing you just specifically play. But I think the whole album has just a really interesting vibe to it, because it almost sounds like you're taking a lot of your influences as you've kept playing and being exposed to different genres and stuff, and mixed them all into one recording. You feel like this is maybe the purest Boney James recording, because it mixes all these different styles and feels into one record?
Well, I hope so. I mean, I was definitely really proud of the record when I turned it in to the label, and it's been out for a little while and had a great reception, so I guess a lot of other people are also digging the record. It's very difficult for me to be objective about what the album, represents, other than my own personal emotional reaction to the songs as I listen to them, and that's why I thought the word honestly was such a great title for the record, because it's such a positive, aspirational word, and I thought that the music had a sense of positive energy to it, and that's really the only thing I could really feel about it that was, in terms of all this other stuff about style and all those other things, it's really hard for me to say.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think listening through it and checking out the different songs, the one thing I thought was interesting is that you have Skylark on there.
Well, yeah, no, that's really just because, I love to listen to the old, music from the 30s and 40s. That's just, I find it really relaxing, and that's a new thing that's sort of come up with me. When I was a kid, I always listened to R&B, and now since I start making all that R&B sounding music sort of for a living, when I have downtime, I put on something that has nothing to do with my job, and that music, so from the Great American Songbook is just really great music, and incredible musicians were playing it, so that's how I sort of relax. And that particular melody just got stuck in my head, and I started to hear it, sort of in my own voice, so I thought I would take a stab at trying to make an arrangement of it, and I was pretty proud with how that turned out.
It's an incredible arrangement of it. It's a very some of these American Songbook songs, so many people record them, and it's like, oh, okay, another version, folks that are listening to this podcast, you have to check it out, because it stays true to the form, stays true to the song, stays true to the melody, but I think you put your own twist on that, and it's really cool.
Thank you. Well, that's really just how I was feeling it, and it did sort of come out that I could tell it was unique, but still also, as you said, true to the song, but definitely a different take on an arrangement. So I was pretty pleased with that one.
Now let's talk about Avery Sunshine and Eric Robertson on here. And I just literally, right before you call, I listened to the Eric Robertson track, and wow. I mean, it his voice is incredible, but
yeah, he's really talented. I love the lyrics too. Now, that one, I had written the music, and that's my melody that I sort of thought, well, it doesn't really work as a sax melody, but maybe it could be a vocal tune. So I sent the demo of the song with me sort of just singing la 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 of that melody to him, and then he sent me back what ended up on the record. So that's why it's a little bit of a different, take, because it's kind of a saxy melody, but it's got lyrics to it, and I think that's another pretty cool track.
How often does that come up? I'm always curious when I'm talking to somebody like you who's played with, so many people and traveled all over the world and everything. You've been exposed to a lot of different artists. Do you ever have that happen where you're like, I could play this on saxophone, but I wonder what this artist who I just played with or just heard or something might be able to do with it from a lyrical standpoint?
Well, really, it's just when I put the sax down and it's just not carrying it the way I had hoped that it would. So generally speaking, most of the songs of mine that I've been writing that turn into vocal songs are just because for some reason, it just is maybe destined to be a vocal song. And I can hear that, when I'm playing it on the saxophone, it doesn't work on the horn. And that's actually true for some, pop songs. Every now and then you get an idea to do a cover, and you try and play it as an instrumental, and it just doesn't work. And then other ones that I've done, like Sweet Thing or Ain't No Sunshine or whatever, they lend themselves well to an instrumental interpretation, but others don't. And so I think it's the reverse is also true. Every now and then I'm writing a song, and I think it's going to be an instrumental, but it just doesn't really work, you know. And that's just my own personal opinion. But I'll think maybe this could be a vocal because I like the song, but it maybe just not an instrumental.
Mm.
So it's kind of, you know, it's just a feel thing.
Do you ever? I'm curious. Do you ever like let's say you take an instrumental cover, right, or a cover that you're going to do as an instrumental? You play it, and like what you said, it doesn't quite do it just as an instrumental with you playing the melody or something. Do you ever think about trying to reharmonize stuff or do anything to that original to make it your own a little bit more? And
oh, absolutely. You know, yeah. I mean, and hopefully I do that with the ones that make it on the records, you know, that they're not just like with Skylark or whatever. I'm always trying to bring something fresh to it. But for some reason, you know, just not every melody is going to sing well on the horn is kind of how I look at it, you know, and that's just my own personal opinion.
Oh, yeah, no. So let's talk about what people can expect to hear coming up August 2nd at the Chicago Theater. So, you know, every time you come into town, you and I have talked a couple of times in the past, and I'm always astonished at how you have to come up with a set list. Because it's like, you know, what it was about an hour and a half or something like that. But you could probably play for like 12 hours. So how do you start to like chip away? Is it like every tour, maybe you bring back some of the hits and then you're like, okay, you know, I can only bring back these hits? Or you know, how do you even get control over a set list with all
that? Well, yeah, you know, that's an interesting question. I mean, and this Honestly Tour 2019 that we're on now is somewhat different from the Honestly Tour 2018 because I did sort of go back into my catalog and just think, you know, what songs have we not played for a really long time that it might be fun to reintroduce to the audience? So I found a couple tunes that like haven't played for 20 years.
Wow.
And they've been going over really, really well. And that's been fun. But it is hard, you know. I mean, oftentimes when I'm out meeting fans after the show, they say, how come you didn't play X or Y? And I like to quote Katie Lang, who I heard say on stage one time, too many hits, too little time.
That's a very good problem to have, as far as I can tell. You know, so, I mean, so people can expect to hear a whole mixture of stuff. And if they caught you maybe last year somewhere or something, it sounds like you're going to have some surprises in there. And if you're going back 20 years in your catalog, and even though you wrote those tunes, I mean, do you have to refresh yourself and say, wait a minute, I've got to.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, yeah, I totally have to relearn the songs. I mean, I have an idea how they go, but, you know, and then teaching it to the band and then hopefully adding some fresh flavor to it. But it was funny, we were on the bus the other day and the bus driver was playing some music up front and I said, hey, what's that? It's kind of cool. And he said, it's a great artist named Boney James. So I totally had forgotten about this particular song.
It's got to be incredible. So, all right, so everyone, you can check out Boney James. He's coming to the Chicago Theater, which is, of course, located at 175 North State Street in Chicago. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com and MSG.com. And it's Boney James with special guest Will Downing. Now, have you ever shared the bill with Will Downing before? Are you touring with him a little bit, or how's that work?
I have. You know, actually, I played on one of his records. He did a version of a Michael Jackson song that I got to play on a few years ago. And before that, we had done a tour when I was, you know, relatively a fresh new artist. Regina Bell, Will, and me. And I was, you know, I think the opener back then.
Mm, okay.
And it was fun, though, but he's always been a great friend. He's a wonderful cat, a great artist, so I'm really looking forward to having him on the show.
I think it's a really cool mixture. I think it's going to be a great bill. And, you know, I think what you don't really come through town all that much. I think it's once a year usually you come through somewhere around Chicago. So this is a chance for people to see you live, and it's not like you're here every couple of months, right? I mean, you kind of plan.
No, we were there, I think, almost exactly a year ago, but we were out at the Horseshoe in Hammond, so it's great to be playing right there downtown. And it's, as you said, it's a beautiful, iconic theater. So I'm hoping everyone's going to come out. We're going to have a great night.
Yep, definitely. So tickets are available, Ticketmaster.com, MSG.com. And Boney, I really appreciate you jumping on for a few minutes, and we will see you August 2nd at the Chicago Theater.
Can't wait, man. Thanks so much.
Okay, thanks again. And thank you to everyone listening to the Chicago Jazz Audio Experience. Check everything out at ChicagoJazz.com, ChicagoJazzMagazine.com, and we will see you at the show.